morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Nate Kredich, who is the Vice President of Residential Market Development with the U.S. Green Building Council. And I think your charge is to kind of lead the growth of Lead for Home. And so appreciate you being with us this morning. You doing all right?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much.
Okay, great. And we're here at the DCS Partnership meeting in Sonoma, California. I thought it'd be a good opportunity, since you're on the program today, to kind of update our listeners about how Lead for Home is doing. Why don't you kind of give us an update?
Sure. Well, Lead for Homes, again, is our new home voluntary rating system that measures the greenness and sustainability of residential structures. Can be used for all kinds of dwellings, from single family, one story, all the way to mid-rise, five and six story. Bottom line is, we're doing very well. The program launched early in 2008. Since that time, we have certified over 3,600 units, and another 20,000 or so have registered, which means they intend to go through the certification process. And if you actually measure that against housing starts, that gives us a market share somewhere around 1.5%. So we're really encouraged that, you know, the green home movement is proving to have a lot more legs than a lot of people thought.
And for the people that might not know, why don't we define what Lead for Home is? It's a rating system, right?
Yeah, it's a voluntary rating system. Again, it measures the greenness of one's home. It touches really all categories, from how you use the land and the site, water efficiency. Energy efficiency is one that people really know a lot about and understand. What kind of materials and resources that go into the home. And then one of the areas that's probably often forgot about is the indoor air quality, exactly, you know, how that affects the residents and the owners. So, you know, it touches all the bases, as any good green home building program will. What LEED is really the gold standard. It's a little more rigorous than pretty much anything else that's out there. And it's for builders, for homeowners that really want to distinguish themselves in the area of sustainability.
All right. And, you know, we've known for a long time that on the commercial side of the business, LEED is extremely relevant because the facility managers, the designers, they buy into it. And there's been a lot, I think in the last 10 years or so, there's been a huge movement. We know Green Build is very successful. It was just in Phoenix last week, and I think your attendance there was probably as good as it was in any of the previous years. But the question, I guess, is what I'm leading up to is, on the residential side, when we do research in the flooring business and we ask consumers, you know, are you tuned into, or does it make a difference? They're really not tuned into it. Is that a major hurdle for the success of your development of Lead for Home?
You know, the way I describe it actually is sort of like a restaurant. I mean, for years we've had homeowners that, frankly, we couldn't beg them to come into our shop and take a look at our menu. And we've actually entered a whole new age today than several years ago. Today, they really actually want this information. They're flooding to us. And the risk is that we don't service them well, that we confuse them, that we give them too many options, that we don't explain everything. And so the U.S. Green Building Council is working on a lot of initiatives in that realm, one of which is something called the Green Home Guide, which is greenhomeguide.com, and it is a resource for any homeowner to use to start answering the question, where do I start if I want to do a kitchen remodel, or if I want to do a deep energy retrofit, or if I want to build new. It's got information on services and products, but it also drives that information down to a local level so they can find somebody who can install photovoltaics on their roof in Chattanooga, Tennessee. So that's a real exciting tool that we've put out in the marketplace. And I think that the better way to characterize the public is that you have a very hungry public right now. They're coming to it in droves. They're increasingly environmentally conscious. And yet we have a challenge in making sure that we don't overconfuse them. And that's what the Green Home Guide is about.
All right. And that's actually that website. What is the address for that?
It's www.greenhomeguide.com, just as it's spelled. And we will be building that out significantly over the next 6 months. But today you can go, if you have questions, we have a detailed Ask a Pro section where you can find a whole litany of questions that have been answered by users in the past on different green home topics. We have general topic information there. We have information on green home programs that might be in your area. And it's all geocoded. So it's a pretty exciting resource.
All right, let's talk politics for a minute. Is the Obama administration certainly tuned in to some of these environmental initiatives? Are there some tax breaks, or are you getting some help on the grant side to move this lead for home process along?
Well, you know, it's interesting. The vice president's office and the Council for Environmental Quality just came out with their recovery through retrofit recommendations last month. And basically that is that template on, you know, how do we solve this big burgeoning problem of our existing housing stock and the energy efficiency of it. And so that's the real thrust for the Obama administration right now, is not so much our new housing stock. I mean, we're only building about 400,000 units a year right now. We have 120 million existing homes out there, most of which were built before 1979 when energy codes began. So you can really get a sense for what the opportunity is in greening our existing housing stock. And the USGBC's offering in that realm is something called REGREEN. REGREEN is a set of remodeling guidelines that the American Society of Interior Designers and the USGBC put together specifically for remodeling professionals and for homeowners, so that when they're doing these smaller projects, or if they're looking at perhaps a deep energy retrofit, they've got a template, they've got case studies, and they've got strategies that they can utilize to go after that work. So I think the real heavy lifting with the administration going forward is in our existing housing stock, and that's where I think you're going to see both the USGBC and the administration put a lot of resources.
Okay, Nate, let's talk about flooring, since most of our audience is tuned into that. When you start talking about environmental construction in the residential level, how can flooring help you be more green when it comes to qualifying for LEED points?
What's really important for anybody in the floor covering industry is to understand the relationship of that product and the importance of that product really within any environmental conversation. And so within the LEED rating system, as an example, floor covering, you have the opportunity to earn points. I think the most you could probably earn if you do all the right things on the floor covering side is maybe 2 to 2.5 points. Not a whole lot, given that you need 45 points to certify, but it's not an insignificant amount. What's more important, I think, is that if you don't have a clear understanding of the drivers of these programs, you actually have the ability to hurt and crater a project. Best example I can give you on that, if somebody were to come in to your store and say, look, I'm doing a LEED home, I'm wondering if I can put this tropical wood down on the floor. In LEED for homes, if it's tropical wood and if it's not FSC certified, you will not certify. And if it goes down in that house will never certify. So you have a real problem if you don't have a clear understanding. Certainly there's opportunities that are out there if you can provide customers with good information, but if you provide customers with bad information, you actually have the ability to hurt a project. So it's important that dealers, retailers, everybody really understand the mechanics of not just the LEED for home system, but all the systems that are out there, and make sure that you're giving good advice to your customers.
So to earn the 2.5 points, you can use recycled content. You can be, I guess, within 500 miles. What are some of those parameters?
Yeah, there's three. One is it's designated an environmentally preferable product, and you touched on it. It involves generally recycled content. Most of these rating systems prefer hard flooring to soft flooring, so they look at the total surface area that involves hard flooring to soft flooring. So environmentally preferable products, the emission standards, so if you have products that do have any sort of emission issues. In the carpet side, we do look for, I think it's the CRI Green Label Plus, and so you're eligible for a half point there. And then the final, as you mentioned, is local production. If it's actually produced within 500 miles, you have the opportunity to earn points there too. So, you know, all those things are really important, and again, it represents an opportunity for really educated floor covering dealers and professionals to know and understand, if somebody's coming into my store, I can actually help them make decisions on that would get them, up to 1.5, 2.5 more points than they otherwise would have. So that's really how we recognize it, and I think that's how professionals can distinguish themselves with some good education.
All right, Nate, I appreciate you spending time with us this morning. It's been very informative. And so we've been talking to Nate Kretich, who's Vice President of Residential Market Development for the U.S. Green Building Council, in charge of LEED for Home. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.